Oh, good morning. Miranda Lambert's going out on tour. I thought she was going to take some time off, but starting in July, she gets a little time off. It's 30-city Crystal Light Tour. Funny that she picked Crystal Light, or Crystal Light picked her, because she's been carrying Crystal Light in her purse for a long time to make an emergency cocktail.
Oh, really?
She didn't like how they were setting them up somehow, so what? She carries Crystal Light with her on the road. I know it's one thing interesting, too. This tour will wrap September 20th in Honolulu. Now, that may not sound unusual, but I can tell you, almost nobody goes to Honolulu. It's just too logistic. It doesn't make sense financially to haul all that stuff either on a plane, all that heavy gear, or whatever you got to do. It's real expensive to make any money on that, but that sounds like that's a reward show for herself and her crew.
It's not a big country music market either, is it?
Not really, and probably enough with the Air Force people there and military people to fill up an amphitheater, but it's just not enough to go over there.
You're right.
Too much logistics, but I guarantee you she'll stay a day. Let me see where I'm going to have to figure this out before we do this again. September 20th is when she's going to be there. Let me see if I can figure out real quick where Blake is going to be September 20th. Oh, it doesn't go there, so he's probably with her if he's not already started back on The Voice. Florida-Georgia Line. This is amazing. These guys have had this one-hit album, and now they have 5 consecutive million-selling hits on that album.
You know, a couple years ago, they were detailing Cars.
I know, and I just can't think of almost any other duet, Brooks and Dunn, The Judge, any of them, that had 5 consecutive million-selling hits. That story will be coming here the next day or two after they research it. That sounds record-breaking.
Yep.
Ellen is where Florida Georgia Line will be on Thursday. They will sing This Is How We Roll.
Okay.
Grammy block party last night. Got to see Martina McBride. She's changed her deal there, music, for a while. She just thought, after she changed record labels and invented her own, that she would go out there and do songs like Wild Nights by Van Morrison and some soul music. So she's hired a horn section, some backup singers, and she's out there singing 60s and 70s songs that are old soul classics. It's interesting. It's very good. I told her it was fun. Chris Young, on the other hand, Chris Young played the Grammy block party. I sent my photographer to the front of the room outdoors, to be able to shoot a little bit. We could put on the 10 o'clock news. Chris was so loud. I heard it in the truck. It was vibrating my teeth.
Oh, brother.
Some adult must not have been there to tell him you can't play this loud, but it came back into the truck as that's all you could hear. It's like one of those guys pulls up to you at the light. I don't know if you have that in Wisconsin.
These
folks that have these trunks full of sound systems, and you can hear them coming down the road. And Chris has got, he did that last night with the bass.
Well, don't blame him. Blame his sound guy.
Well, I think he blamed his bass player.